Right, so I am here with Chris, who is a part of Aversway Athletic, and we are talking about their game on Tuesday, the 1st of September. They have got a FA Cup extra preliminary round tie against Charnock Richard. What's it like for your club being a part of this famous competition?
I think for anybody involved or anybody that knows football knows the history of the FA Cup and what it means to previous winners, etc. For a club our size, one, it gives us an opportunity to showcase ourselves, one as footballers, two as a football club, to a wider audience, because obviously there's millions of eyes on the competition, even right down to the lower stages or lower levels. And it's the prestige that comes with the FA Cup, I think, that as a player, you strive to want to play in that competition. I've been fortunate enough to play in a couple of qualifying rounds. I got to the fourth qualifying round as a player. Shane Kelsey, the manager, obviously, he's played in the FA Cup no end of times, obviously, over his 17-year career in non-league football. I think more importantly than as a club, for individuals, it's a massive opportunity for people to put themselves in a spotlight and showcase their abilities. And there's that prestige. I mean, everybody dreams of being able to tell the kids and grandkids that they played in an FA Cup tie in front of this many people, or they scored the goal of the round in the FA Cup. So it's exciting times, and it's obviously the FA Cup always starts our season anyway as a non-league club. But it gives us a good backbone. I mean, if we win this tie, I know there's talk that prize money's been halved this season. But financially as a club, it's massive. I mean, if we win this tie against Charnock Richard on Tuesday, which we're not taking lightly, but there's an opportunity that we could play Paddingham or Northwich Victoria away. Now, Northwich, up until 2012, were a conference
side, weren't they? Yeah.
So the prestige behind that, and again, they attract more fans, and you get to go away to another ground that we've not been to. I mean, we've been to Paddingham. We got beat a couple of seasons ago there in the FA Cup. They beat us 3-1. Be nice to be able to obviously return the favour and get a result there, or play away at Northwich, which again, the prestige of them. They're an ex-conference side who have no doubt, obviously, they've found financial difficulties, and that's what caused them to come down the leagues. But we're confident and we're looking forward to the tie on Tuesday night. We're not looking past that, but we're certainly prepared to go out there and leave the field on our shields, as the saying goes, and get ourselves in the draw for the next round, and an opportunity to start playing some higher league opposition.
I've been fortunate enough to watch Shane's side this season play against Wesley Bridge, and as I said at the time, I believe that obviously we were very unlucky not to get anything out of the game. And I believe from the Aversley wreck that I saw last season compared to what I saw in that one game is a heck of a difference. But how is it for Shane? How can Shane prepare these players against a team that you know very little about?
What the club or what Shane has done very well throughout pre-season. I mean, take the Wurzburg game out of it and today's game against Parkgate. The sides we've played have all been higher league opposition. Your Belpers, your Ossett United, your Stocksbridge Park Steels. Obviously, Belper and Stocksbridge were pushing on towards promotion last season.
Yep.
And it's not been about the result. It's been about the performance and moulding aside. what that does is that lays a platform now. So one, players that aspire to go on to be better know what level and what standard need to be at because they've played against those sort of players. But two, it gives you a very good backbone. When you, I mean, we played Ossett 2 weeks back now. 3-1 result, we got beat at home. Weren't expecting, obviously, to get a win, as you don't, because they're a very good side and they've took some very good players from our league this season. Penistone and Emsworth are going to obviously suffer for that, player-wise. Not that they won't replace them, but they'll suffer from it. And I think that the way we performed against Ossett laid a very good foundation as to the ability and design of how Shane's setting up his team this season. Everybody works hard, everybody's fit. I mean, the biggest key last season was fitness. And I think every player will understand that. And Shane has done nothing but fitness with the guys. And the run-outs they've had, they've not stopped running even if they're behind in the game. They've pushed on and they've... I mean, we were unlucky not to get anything against Ossett. Weak crossbar and post and a couple of shots just fizz wide. But Stocksbridge again last Saturday. First game in front of a crowd, if you like. Fantastic, 143 people there. Again, result probably flattered Stocksbridge. Very good organised side. But as players, those games have prepared them to be able to play against sides that we don't know and don't know what to expect because they've played against better opposition throughout pre-season. It's all right going away and playing against your county sides or your local district teams and winning 8 and 9-0, but you don't learn anything from that. As a group of lads and as a management team, Shane and the squad will have learned more about what they're capable of playing in those tough games and knowing what to expect and what's going to come from those results is a performance level which is expected, and everybody's buying into it at the club at the minute. So preparing for Charlotte Richard, no different to preparing for any other team. I think it's well founded that, especially at this level, players move here, there and everywhere, so you never know what sides are going to be playing for whoever when you're playing in the league. Would it be nice to be able to go and see them play so we could get a bit of a understanding of how they set up? If it'd been fantastic, we're not going to have that opportunity. So what we do is we prepare our game and match Charlotte Richard or whoever, man for man on the pitch on Tuesday night, and we put in a performance which is capable of getting us into that next round of the FA Cup.
And not meaning to put any pressure on Shane and your players, but if you do get through, and I know you've mentioned that the prize money has been reduced, but I've just done a quick look and it's over £1,100 for winners.
It is.
What would that mean for yourselves?
I mean, as a club, you've got to look at the bigger picture. You've got to look at that and think, do you know what? Yeah, £1,100, good. It's a great prize pot. Then you go into the next round, and even if you lose in the next round, it's £660. So technically, you're guaranteeing yourself £1,800 just by winning one game. And a share of the game, which is, I mean, you go away to Northwich and they have some good big crowds there. So if you get Northwich, who we're not saying they're going to beat Paddington, but if they do, then you go there and you've got an opportunity playing on a Saturday in front of up to maybe 1,100 people. Sometimes they've had at their ground. And it's a gate receipt split. So you're looking at benefit side of best part of another £2,000 worth of tickets. As a club, for a club our size, the financial benefits of being in the likes of the FA Cup and the FA Vars is great because you've only got to win one or two games, and suddenly you then get thrown into one of these BBC live stream games now that they're doing. And again, that gives you massive exposure. I know the extra prelim round last year, there was sort of 700,000 people watching it at home on BBC iPlayer.
Yeah.
Against two clubs nobody had probably ever heard of. And they sat and watched it, but there were 700,000 people. You get the TV right, a bit of TV right money from it, and it's not a lot because it's streamed. It's not an actual live TV broadcast, but there's the financial side of it that way. And I say two or three wins in an FA Cup for a club our size,
it's massive.
Can suddenly be the difference between 10 grand and not having any money in the pot, because you've got gate receipts and you've only got to go there. And even if you go to an higher ground, higher club, or positioned club, you get a result there, win or draw even. And I know now they're not doing replays, so it is a case of penalties on the day. So if you go and you put in a good performance, suddenly people are talking about it, in the sense that all this club from North East Counties have give such and such from Northern Prem or Conference North a run for the money. So that brings in benefits because it's exposure as well. So there's sponsorship opportunities, as people then talking about you.
So something positive for players as well. I know even further up, and it will still happen at extra prelims, there'll be players that will have a decent game and they'll just get snapped up, won't they? It's...
Oh yeah, from playing in the FA Cup puts so many players in the spotlight. But it puts you in the spotlight, one, because you've got extra coverage. There's a lot of, normally a lot of local and regional press turn up for FA Cup fixtures. You have the added bonus of playing, if you're playing against an I-League position, an I-positioned club, you've got a chance that there's probably going to be scouts there from Football League clubs watching those players. I mean, if you're looking at Conference North players, you'll have players getting watched by League Two and League One sides. Like you say, you've only got to turn up on your day and put in a performance, and suddenly everybody's thinking, "Oh, who's this kid?" They've not come to see Avers' number 8.
No.
They've come to watch the centre back who plays for, I don't know, let's say Blyth Spartans. And suddenly they're saying, "Who's this number 8 in Middle of Park? He don't look out of his depth playing at this standard. He's only young. Can we give him an opportunity? Do we take him on trial for 4 weeks?" I mean, you've got to look, I mean, if you look at the history of Aversley, obviously Jeff Horsfield played for the club at 15, went on trial at Barnsley, wasn't for him, so he went away to Scarborough.
Yep.
He went to Scarborough, and I think, well, the rest is history. From there, obviously, went through the clubs, ended up at Halifax, and he was playing in Conference and got promoted to League Two at the time with Halifax, and Kevin Keegan was at Fulham at the time, had a few quid. Chucked a few quid at him, took him to Fulham, and the rest is history in sort of Jeff Horsfield's book. But he got spotted, he was playing for Aversley Rec. And he played pre-season friendly against Scarborough. Barnsley took him on a 4-week trial, or 2-week trial, sorry, and he wasn't keen on it. And when he came back from the trial, Scarborough inquired and asked about him and said, "Look, he played amazing against us, could we have a look at him?" And he went there. And it's like you say, you've only got to be on your day, have the game of your life, for a life-changing opportunity for some young players. I mean, those that aspire, that are through our age, I mean, we've got a very young side, and those, we've got some experienced lads in there, but a lot of the young lads are 18, 19, 20, 21.
Yeah.
They've only got to get this up. I mean, now you look at Northern Premier sides, they're on contracts with clubs, part-time contracts, some of the lads in that league are picking up £300-£500 a week at the higher end of the league. And it's marvellous that, or it's a great opportunity, should I say, that our players at Aversley Rec, who work hard for the club and for the position they're in, have an opportunity to put themselves by the FA Cup, put themselves in that position where they can showcase their talent and potentially move on to bigger, better things. And I think we've, as a club, we've always said it. Shane always says it. If somebody comes in and it's a better opportunity for you to go and play at a better level, with open arms, we'll pat you on the back, give you a hug, and thank you for the service you've put towards this club this current time. And we never turn our back on a player. If it doesn't work out, player's always welcome back. But that's the key point. Go into a club to better yourself and opportunities. For me, stepping sideways is not always a good option. There's clubs that sign in our league or in and around our league that sign 50 and 60 and 70 players a season because they're chasing success. Doesn't set up a good football club model, if you ask me, personally. It's not something we're about. We've got a very good group of lads. We've got 43 players across two squads. Some are in the reserve team to develop. Some are scratching and knocking on Shane's door for first team opportunities. And that's what it's about, is having that close group of players. You can't buy success. I know you can go and get players in that are going to do this and do that, but hard work develops success, and that's what Shane's instilled in his players, and that's what you'll see on Tuesday night in the FA Cup.
So I know you've still got government restrictions, but I know they've been lifted to now 300.
So as of Tuesday, so today's game is still 150.
Yep.
But from Tuesday, the 1st of September, government guidelines allow us 300.
And so what would you say to people who live local to Aversley, within the Barnsley area, within our catchment area, what would you say to them to get them to come down?
What I would say is make sure you're there. Make sure you come down early on Tuesday. If you can get there today, get there today and buy a ticket in advance, because, the Ossett game, which was a week on Tuesday, just gone, so nearly 2 weeks ago, the announcement got made at 6:30 in the evening by Boris Johnson that fans could now attend games.
Yep.
We kicked off an hour later at 7:30, and there was 87 people turn up within an hour. We almost touched capacity of 150 on Saturday against Stocksbridge. There's every chance that today we'll be there or thereabouts again. The FA Cup, one, you're going to get to see some spectacular football. The first competitive game of our season. And it's not just about the numbers, but for us as a club, if you come down, it supports us and it benefits us massively having a full crowd there. Slightly disappointed that the league or the government currently have put the restrictions in place that are there, because I don't know how much you've read about it, but the restrictions or the capacity maximum of 30% is based on our pyramid level minimum requirement. So to enter our level of football, you have to have a minimum of 1,000 capacity.
Yep.
Ground. Well, we all 2,500.
Yeah, I've thought it myself. There's plenty of room around cheering.
30% of your own capacity.
Yeah.
For us, that's 750 people. Yes, are we likely to get 750 people? Absolutely. You've only got to look at the likes of clubs that are well supported in Barnsley area, professional clubs. So you've got a big Leeds following, you've got a massive Barnsley following, obviously, and you've got the two Sheffield clubs. Their seasons kick off, or some of their seasons kick off today, because it's the
Carabao
League Cup, Carabao Cup. But the games don't actually start until the 12th of September. Come down Tuesday night and don't just come down just to watch football. You'll actually come down and see a very good game against two very good competitive sides in the FA Cup for a fiver.
It's a bargain, isn't it?
It is, and lo and behold, if it's held at a draw, you're going to get extra time. If it's still a draw, then you're going to get penalties. You're going to get up to 3.5 hours or 3 hours worth of entertainment for a fiver, watching the sport that we all love.
Right, that's all I can think of at the minute, Chris. Thanks a lot for your time, and we will speak to you shortly.
Yeah, no.